Good evening. I've had the pleasure of welcoming an audience to the Inland Children's Chorus concerts on behalf of the Inland Manufacturing Division of General Motors a great many times. But I don't think that I've ever stood before an audience that I wanted to say thank you to as much as I do tonight. You have all made a great effort and great sacrifices to come to encourage our children. And for that, I thank you. We've always thought that the training the children got made them real troopers. And tonight, I think they have demonstrated that they are, in the best tradition of the stage, real troopers. There were 132 children that were scheduled to be here this evening for the concert. And we're awfully proud of the fact that there are 132 children here. It's a great tribute to the children's interest and to the interest of their parents in seeing that they got here, overcoming the difficulties and overcoming the complete danger of getting here. You know, the Inland Children's Chorus is celebrating their silver anniversary. It was 25 years ago that it was formed. This is our 25th Christmas program. If any of you can recall 25 years ago, the economic outlook of the world was as dark as our outlook was tonight. It took great courage to start anything new. But we felt that there was a great value in giving an opportunity to the employees' children to become acquainted with good music, to learn and to recognize the importance of discipline, and to recognize what could be accomplished by cooperating with effort with others, and what the effort of many combined and directed could do. We have not tried to make great musicians out of our children. What we have tried to do was simple things. Acquaint them with good music, subject them to discipline, and to teach them cooperation. We have few traditions in this country, but you must remember our Constitution lacks 16 years of being 200 years old. Our Inland Children's Chorus is 25 years old. By European standards, it would be ridiculous to speak of it as a tradition. But we're a new country. The Inland Children's Chorus was started 41 years before the 200th anniversary of our Constitution. So I feel that we can justifiably refer to it as a tradition. It may seem funny to you, but I hope you'll give a little thought to it, that a company dedicated to making a profit, whose chief product depends upon dynamic obsolescence, and change, believe that tradition is important. Tradition of things that are basically sound and true is always important. We recognize that change for change alone is a fallacy. Change for improvement is what General Motors always recommended. We feel that at this time, we have the opportunity to tell you a little something about our business. We have enjoyed our best commercial year. We have provided more hours of work this year than of any commercial year in the past. The General Motors outlook for the sale of new cars is very encouraging. Our business depends entirely upon the public acceptance of our customers' products. We feel greatly encouraged about the outlook. We believe that this will be our best year, 1960. And our prospects for 1961 are better than they were for 1960. One announcement I'd like to make is going to put a big strain upon the children. But it is their wish and the wish of all the Inland people connected with the Inland Children's Chorus that we repeat the program tomorrow night to give the people who did not have the opportunity to get here this evening the opportunity to hear this program. The tickets that have been given out will be recognized, and if any of you wish to come without your tickets, you'll be more than welcome. We feel it is important that everybody start the Christmas season with a program of this type. We feel that there's a specific religious significance about Christmas, one which we'd like to feel our children bring home to the people who hear them. We hope that this year, all of you will have an opportunity to spend Christmas with your families. Because Christmas at home, with those you are closest to, is significant as part of the Christmas spirit. That is what makes Christmas. For the management of the Inland Manufacturing Division of General Motors, for the children, for Joe Geiger, Paul Jones, and all the Inland people who have worked so hard to make this concert a success, I have the privilege of wishing to all of you a Merry Christmas and thank you. Thank you.
Jensen Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. Stop your love.